simply, Michael, what this is about is the fact that nurses and midwives who have obviously been pinned to their collar, not only in relation to the working environment that they have, that they work in, but also in relation to the cuts that they have been subjected to over the last number of years, have found that in 2014, the annual retention fee, which was €88, was increased to €100. And then they were advised then within a number of months that the Nurse and Midwife Board of Ireland were going to be from €100 to €150.
And that retention fee is a registration fee as such.
That's right. For a nurse and a midwife to effectively work and practice in Ireland, you must be registered with the Nurse and Midwife Board of Ireland, and that's in either a private or a public setting.
Okay, and it's gone from 100 to 150 this year, following on from those previous increases. But the point you're making is that this is a 50% increase and one which isn't justified.
Well, it isn't justified, and when you take into account that only the year previous it increased from €88, I think it further sort of adds to those concerns. But it must be borne in fact that, I mean, nurses and midwives who have themselves been subject to significant couple of years are deeply concerned at the manner within which these demands are being made. I think it is important to say that in November of last year, the Nurse and Midwife Board of Ireland issued what can only be deemed to be a very threatening communication to nurses and midwives, telling them that if they did not pay this increased fee by the 1st of January, they effectively were not allowed to work. Now, that actually was not even in line with the Nurse and Midwife Board of Ireland's own rules, which actually set out that wasn't the case, and that in any realistic time frame, it would actually have to go before the board, which would ultimately have been a number of months down the road. It also isn't in tandem with the HSE's own circular either. The HSE states that they require a nurse and midwife to have registered by the 30th of April 2015 and to have shown evidence of that. So that such acts can only be seen to be intimidating acts, and they haven't. Nurse and midwives have become deeply concerned at them, at the approach. They've also become very concerned as to why this increase is needed. There's been recent media stories covered over the last couple of weeks talking about significant amount of money being spent by the NMBI on private relation, public relation firms, but also extensively on travel. And I think nurses and midwives are deeply concerned at the fact of how their money is being used as well, and they have absolutely no appetite to be throwing more money at what seems to be real issues in relation to how the current fee is being spent.
And as you say, it's more money. It's an increase of 50% on last year and significantly more than that €88, I think you said, the year previous. So you're up at €150 now. But in relative terms, it's a small amount of money, isn't it, for such a big dispute?
No, it's not a small amount of money, though, Michael, to be fair, when you take into account that the NMBI, obviously, who had increased their own budget in 2014 up to just over €6.5 million, and then at a stroke of a pen have then decided, well, actually now we should have more than €10 million. I mean, at the end of the day, we all know nurses and midwives are not protected from the harsh realities of the world that we all find ourselves living in and striving to survive in. And the fact of the matter is, they've advised us quite clearly that they're not in a position to be paying these increased fees to an organisation that they have no alternative but to object and to raise their concerns, because the NMBI's role is one that is set out under legislation, and ultimately they regulate the fee themselves. So they basically decide what the fee will be. And I mean, if it was a case that nurses and midwives didn't stand up to this, well then who's going to decide as to where it's going to stop? Well, the nurses and midwives have decided it's going to stop. I mean, and they have demanded that the fee for last year, which is €100, should be reinstated prior to us seeking any form of further engagement with the NMBI.
Okay, and you're advising your members not to pay. I take it you've been told there's the prospect of members being struck off, not able to work because they're not registered if they don't pay this retention fee. Surely there's a need for some sort of mediation.
Well, the advice that the unions have issued to our members is that the members should actually pay the fee that was set out in 2014 of €100. So we haven't advised people not to pay anything. We've actually advised them to pay what was the existing fee prior to our issue is against this increase.
Okay, what happens if you try to give 100 instead of 150? Do they accept it?
Well, our understanding is that the NMBI have actually confirmed that many thousands of nurses and midwives have paid the £100 yeah. to them, and they have accepted them. So so that has been our advice. Isn't our understanding that money has been returned?
It's peculiar, isn't it?
I think the view of the unions is quite simple, that this was just a slight on behalf of the NMBI to basically go out and dip their hand into the pockets of nurses and midwives. Mm. But unfortunately, too many people have dipped into those pockets. And I think that this is one thing that has just broke the camel's back, okay. Particularly when you see the recent concerns about how that money is being spent.
Okay, it seems peculiar that they would take part payment, but you'll be protesting over this at lunchtime today in Drogheda and other parts of the country, as we mentioned at the outset. We have to leave it there for the moment, though, Kevin, because our time has run out, and thank you indeed for joining us on the
program. Thank you.